April 24. Trust in times of affliction. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. When I remember thee upon my bed and meditate on thee in the night watches, Psalm 63, 5 and 6. Many hours I have passed in wakefulness and pain, but I have had the precious promises of God brought so fresh and with reviving power to my mind. The dear Savior has been very near to me, and I love to meditate upon the love of Jesus. His tender compassion and the lessons which he gave to his disciples become clear and so full of meaning that they are the feeding of the soul upon heavenly manna. When the Lord sees fit to say, "Lie there patiently and reflect," and when the Holy Spirit brings many things to my memory, precious beyond expression, I do not know what reason I have to complain. I call to mind the verses which have been a comfort to me many times in my affliction. I see not a step before me as I tread on another year, but the past is in God's keeping, the future His mercy shall clear. And what looks dark in the distance may brighten as I draw near. O restful, blissful ignorance, 'tis blessed now not to know. It stills in those mighty arms which will not let me go, and hushes my sad soul to rest on the bosom which loves me so. So I go on not knowing, I would not if I might. I would rather walk in the dark with God than go alone in the light. I would rather walk with Him by faith than walk alone by sight. My heart shrinks back from trial which the future may disclose, yet I never have a sorrow but what the dear Lord chose. So I send the coming teardrops back with a whispered word, He knows.